Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hi, Fred Nelson for Community Comment. For the past number of months, I have been involved with local personnel in the medical field as a patient, a husband of a patient, a brother-in-law of a patient, and as a father of a patient. I have made a few observations. There is a lot of pro and con about the local medical community. Recently, the news covered the possibility of a nurses' strike, with the nurses asking for better working conditions due to a shortage of staffing on each shift, leading to overworked nurses with few or no breaks. I found that the nurses were overworked, with no complaints from them to me or anyone in the family, as it should be. I admired the caring attitude of the staff in general and had only one complaint, which was remedied immediately by the charge nurse. My brother-in-law was airlifted out of the area, as it was deemed that due to his condition, he could not receive the level of care needed locally. Once he was stabilized over 2 weeks, he was returned to Eureka, but had to be sent out of the area again within a week to receive the needed rehabilitation for his type of illness. As you have probably heard, there is a critical shortage of personnel in the local skilled nursing facilities. Most of us know that Humboldt County has a shortage of both doctors and nurses, and there are many attempts by our local leaders to alleviate the situation. I thank them for that. I must proudly say that my brother-in-law's family was kept up to date by two of our local surgeons, but the family never did see the doctor or doctors involved in the first hospital that he was sent to for a near 3 week period. It is not much better where he is located now. What really irks me is how the hospitals treat a holiday or a weekend. When it was decided to send my brother-in-law to another location for rehabilitation, one of the local surgeons told the family how important it was to send him out of the area as soon as possible so rehab could start at once. The longer the delay, the more difficult the recovery. I could not agree more. So what happens? A weekend and a holiday are upon us, and the hospital does not see fit to move him for 3 days. This type of incident has bothered me for years. No matter what type of excuses you might have for not moving the patient, illness does not take a holiday, so my brother-in-law lost 3 days of needed rehabilitation. Events like this lead me to questions such as why do hospitals take long weekends and illnesses do not? How much of this is caused by the employee unions? How much of this is caused by health insurance companies and Obamacare? How much of this is caused by the hospital administrators? Think about it. Fred Nelson for Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.